Wednesday night, Chodesh Al Brothers, Shara Bitachon. He's going through the benefits of Bitachon. Benefit number three is that a person's mind, he says, is more open and more ponui and more clear-headed. What is he saying? He's saying like this, really. It's an interesting insight. It turns out it's like he's making a point. You know, there's always a struggle between Avodas Hashem and Ruchnius and Gashmius. He's saying if we think about our lives, many of the things we do that we're involved in things is not necessarily because of taiva, but it's because of lack of bitachon. So we're our involvement in Olam Hazeh is because we're nervous. So we're preparing so we should have enough money, we're preparing that we should have a pension plan, we're preparing that our children should have shiduchim, we're preparing that we'll be able to, like, we're nervous. So we're always saving money and worried about the future and anticipating things that could come up. So Mamela, we can't break away from that, because once, it's a very hard line to draw. Once you're nervous, once you're stressed, and you're, so it's really aimed at the other self, where are you going to draw the line? So he's saying the third benefit of Bitachon, Umehem, on the bottom of Kuf Chavdal and Amal Aleph, Shabbatech al Hashem, Yivyeu Bitchono, Lefanos Machshavoso, Mianyoni Ha'olam. And obviously this doesn't work if the motivating factor is taiva. This is obviously not so. But if you think about it, so often the motivating factor for involvement in this world, and, you know, we don't have a Ruyaka cup, I can't daven properly, I can't learn properly, I'm nervous, we're worried about it, you know, making the mortgage at the end of the month and having enough money for this and having enough money for that, or other issues in our lives. So, and we're nervous, we're stressed, we don't have cup, you know, I can't think straight now, I'm involved in this. She says the Baal Bitachon can clear his mind, Minyone Ha'olam, right? He has a what me worry, like Alfred E. Newman, you know, I'm not worried. Well, the Tara Snapsho, and he could Mamela purify his soul, but my say Hamishmas. Vozier Bimlucha Snapsho, the Shalvas Machshabosov, his serenity and his not like always obsessed with what's going on and what's going to be. The Choser Da'agos of Lanyani Olam Azeb, Yosemi Bala Kimia, I'm saying like he picks a portrait, a picture of the person with the least daigus in the world. So we would say the person with the least daigus in the world is a person with a limitless money supply. So who has a limitless money supply besides Bill Gates? So he says a counterfeiter. In his days was an alchemist. They thought you can change things into gold. But we would say a counterfeiter. Someone that is, to whom money means mamish, mamish, nothing. You need a school for your kid, you build one, and you hire teachers. Like, money is totally zero cheshbon. So he says the Baal Bitachon has less worries. He's talking now about serenity, peace of mind, good mood, optimistic, you're calm, you can deal with anything, everything's good. He says there's 10 ways, Chagavodos loves lists. He gives you a list of 10 ways in which a Baal Bitachon is more serene and more calm and less stressed and, you know, and happier than a person with a limitless supply, a person that knows the code numbers and the kaspermat. You know, there's a machine that makes money. Did you know that? The machine, you type, if you guess the right 4 numbers, it gives you all the money in the world that you want. See, this person's more calm than that in 10 ways.
V'moya b'tchonu chozak al Hashem, hara yoziyat tefolu basara dvarim. Tchilos, Chaimus Halbavos, by the way, it should be mentioned throughout the Sefer, when he talks about people's involvement in Olam Hazeh, and involvement in Chumrius, and involvement in not spiritual pursuits, I'd say 85 to 90% of the time he talks about Parnassah. Because people are obsessed with that. That's what people, that's it, you know. You gotta pay the bills. Someone has to pay the electricity bill. Someone has to pay tuition. Someone has to meet the mortgage or the rent. And it's like that's the treadmill we're all on, right? We're struggling to pay bills, to keep up. So the Chaim HaKadosh also, he talks about parnasa. He talks not so much about health or relationships or tithes. He probably talks about, like, the chumrius that the Chagalovas talks about is almost always parnasa, and the chase for parnasa, and then the obsession, the involvement with feeding your family, with clothing your family, with rent, like the basics of life. So that's what he'll be talking about. Chilosa number one. He says the alchemist, okay, he has limitless. He can change something into gold. Let's say you have, but he needs supplies. He needs, all right, maybe he needs sulfur dioxide. I don't know, whatever they use, whatever chemicals they use. He has to wait for the next shipment. Let's say you have the Kaspamat, but you need a bank card. You don't have the bank card. If you lose the bank card, you can't get into the Kaspamat. If you have all your money in the bank, but the bank has to be open. It's not open after 3 o'clock or before 9. You can't get your money. What? Computers are down. Shabalakim yuzogok lemtzom yuchodim. Lo yala biyodim uuma baladehem. You still need things to work to get to it. But the serenity and the calmness you have when you achieve bitachon, so Hashem is like, no difference. Hashem could provide, the machine's never broken, the machine's, there's no, he said, with Hashem it's not even like a 10 pound weight versus a 5 pound weight. It's also wrong to think that way. Hashem doesn't work harder or more hard or less hard. Kamo Shomer HaKosuv, and he gives us an insight into the pasuk by the Mon. What was the purpose of the Mon? So it's a pasuk in Devarim. The pasuk in Devarim says clearly, Parshas HaMon, like you sort of figure it out. But Parshas in Parshas Vashanan, or Ekev, I'm sorry, in Parshas Ekev, it says very explicitly, "Lamanu diacha ki lo al alechem levado yichya adam ki al kol motzo pi Hashem yichya adam." Now, what in the world does that mean? It doesn't mean that if you're starving, so it's okay. You should like learn a Tosfos, and you're not going to starve. It doesn't mean that. It means that the lechem is only there because it's Motzah Pi Hashem. The Mon, you're supposed to extrapolate from the Mon. Just like, why was the Mon there? So the Mon, you say, oh, Hashem, like, got it. Hashem threw you down a piece of bread, right down the chimney, like Santa Claus. Hashem threw you a piece of Mon. But when you go to eat breakfast, and you go to the cupboard, I don't know the cupboard, you go to the, you take out a piece of bread. So you say, where'd that bread come from? You know, that bread came from the makolas. How did it come to your table? My mother went to the makolas. She bought it. How did the makolas get it? I don't know. The truck driver brought it. How did the truck driver get it? He brought it. But it's not true. It's the same motzah pi Hashem as the mon. So it doesn't matter if the truck breaks. You go to the makolas in the morning, and he says, there's no bread today. The driver's late. So you say, oh, okay. It's not true. It means Hashem didn't want you to have bread for breakfast. Because the bread is just, it's the same as the mon. It's not magic. The mon was not, hey, Hashem, like the magic tricks. And now, you know, he's taking a break, he's resting, he's not doing magic tricks. It's the same magic tricks. Hashem sending one to Bnei Yisrael is the same Hashem sending bread to your table, the same thing. And that's the lesson of the month, is for 40 years they realize that Hashem is the one sending them food. Adarabba, instead of saying, oh, that's only in the Midbar when there's man, they're supposed to, like, it's supposed to dawn on them after 40 years that this is how you get food. So even when that experience stops, so you say, Hashem, I'm relying on Hashem to give me my daily bread. So now I'm not worried anymore. I'm not worried the truck's going to break down. I'm not worried the makolet is going to be closed. No, Hashem doesn't need sivus. Hashem will work it out. Hashem will work out that I'll have bread on my table. This sounds very fanciful, but it's mamish emes la'amita. You have to He's not telling us now how to develop bitachon. For that, we're going to have to wait to learn the shar. Now he's just talking already. When you have bitachon, so you don't have to worry. The person with a limitless, the person that can counterfeit money, is more worried than you'll be. Because he's worried that his shipment of ink won't come on time. That's what the Chavitalov is going to do in the 10 things. He's more worried than you are. The guy that can produce money in his basement on a counterfeiting machine, a perfect duplication, is more worried than you should be. Because he's worried that his supply of ink won't come on time. He's worried that the electricity is going to turn off and his machine's not going to work. He's a little worried, maybe not very worried. He doesn't walk around a whole day worried. He basically, he's got gishmak. Whenever I need money, I go downstairs, I can make myself money. But he's still nervous for these things. But a person with proper bitachon on Hashem, he has nothing left to be nervous about. The makolot's closed, Hashem will get him bread from a different makolot, from somewhere else. He'll find in his house a piece of bread that's left over from yesterday. A neighbor will come to the door and says, hey, I have an extra bread. It's going to get stale anyway. I'm looking for someone to give it away to. If you have bitachon, this is what happens. And this is why you have a serenity more so than any